Welcome to Land Ho's Atheist Podcast, episode 19. I am your host, Michael, and I am so sorry about last week. As you know, we missed a episode. Fortunately, my power went out and had a lot of technical difficulties. We recorded it, but I lost it on my computer. It's all my fault, but we're going to come back here. Brian couldn't come on today, so it's on me this week to deliver the news and hopefully recap what we kind of discussed on last week's recording that we could not release. So thank you for understanding, and apologies in advance. Our air conditioning doesn't work right now, so you might hear some fans in the background. Hopefully it doesn't come out that much, but thank you for understanding. Really appreciate it. So we're going to cover as much as I can until this room gets too hot for me to handle. But I just want to recap some of the patch notes, developer video from now, 2 weeks ago. I want to also recap what the Gunpowder Skeletons event, how that went. Brian and I had a lot more time last week to dive into that, and we've also played a bunch in the newest update, which is the Sunken Curse. So just hitting the patch notes in case you didn't catch those. First ban of cheaters will be issued, or should have been issued. We probably won't be hearing about that much, but that's really nice. The figurehead, Banjo-Kazooie, it's like 1990 or 1989 gold. Definitely check that out. It's really tight. I picked it up myself, and it's been really cool. Chris Sales talked about it's going to be the first introduction of Skeleton Ships AI, and I'm expecting that to come out beginning of next week. But this week we're supposed to be getting a teaser trailer, and hopefully we're going to get a release date as well. And some kind of details, I talked about how it's very complicated for their developer team to build when it comes to the combat, the fighting, the performance, and most importantly, I think the balance, right? When we saw at the beginning of the game's launch, skeletons were a little bit overpowered, and then they kind of balanced that out. And I'm really hoping to see a lot of depth when it comes to skeleton ships. I think this could really make or break the experience for players. Hopefully it's not too overwhelming, but yet I think a lot of players who maybe have dropped off kind of don't really like the idea of like sailing the boat long distances when nothing really happens. Hopefully these skeleton ships create a lot more engagement without being too overwhelming. But you also want that challenge too. So I'm really hoping that there's a lot of depth, as well as different types of skeleton ships, ones they identify as being the hardest, ones that are the least or the easiest, and hopefully we're going to get some rewards out of those as well for defeating and taking down skeleton ships. I think that's going to be really, really cool. It's, we're going to see another a galleon or sloops. That'd be really cool. So they're still finalizing the update. And the limited time campaign really hasn't been released yet, but when you get this Tuesday morning, July 18th, there may be something that comes out. I'm not sure. I'm kind of thinking later this week though. Joni also recapped E3 as well, how just talking about the community as well as the media, how open they like to be. And in the last week's episode, Joni gave a little bit about trying to get into the games industry. So highly recommend listening to that if you're really interested in working in the game industry. It's obviously something Brian and I are really passionate about as well, so we really appreciated those words. Not a lot of developers really talk about that, and I guess they had some job apps out there for engineers, so if you're interested in making games, definitely check that out. But the TLDR is anyone can do it as long as you put in the hard work into it. So that's kind of just some of the basics that we missed. I just want to also recap, it's getting pretty hot in here. So I just want to recap the Gunpowder Skeletons. I think after playing it more with Brian, I actually had a lot of fun. For a lot of reasons. And Brian, and I'm going to kind of iterate also what Brian's mentioned to me as well, since he couldn't come on, but essentially we love the idea of, first of all, combat. It's very engaging. But I think what was really nice about this update was that you can really double dip in terms of the Order of Souls missions, how, you know, Brian and I would basically, you know, load up Order of Souls voyages and go to those islands, and you would do the challenge, and Gunpowder Skeletons show up a lot, as well as on every island. So it doesn't really matter what island you go to, but you might as well double dip into more skeletons spawning with the Order of Souls, getting the skulls. At the same time, you're taking down the skeleton gunpowder kegs, so you're double dipping. You're getting those rewards at the same time as the Order of Souls. And so, you know, what we hope is that each of these limited time campaigns are going to be tied to maybe one of the factions so that you can kind of double dip, right? Obviously, they're not all going to be like that. And the first one, which was the Thrones, didn't really fit into it because that was more riddle based into certain islands. So I guess that kind of makes sense. But ones like this, where it's just like open challenges, I think it's really fun to give players that extra reward for doing what they're already doing, but given this other effect. And honestly, just a lot of laughs, a lot of fun, to be honest with you. Just a lot of funny moments. Just the way skeleton kegs go when you get too close to one swords you, or like, you know, Brian might shoot the powder keg out of my hand. Like, it's just, it created a lot of laughs. And I think that's what it comes down to in this game is the laughs and the enjoyment, more so than just like, you know, whatever level you are, the progression. So I think Brian and I really appreciated both of those aspects. And so that's sort of the short version of our opinion. So we were really happy about that, and we both really liked the combat part. So I think it was really nice. I think it was definitely the best. It was definitely better than Skeleton Thrones, in my opinion. It didn't really engage me that much. And, you know, I think that we really have to lower the expectations for the live events, because you're basically, they're not really presenting that much quality of life changes with them. That's more so the bigger content drops like Hunger and Deep or Curse Sales. So yeah, I mean, I think this is as good as it could have been. Yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing how they can tie it in with the other factions so you can kind of double dip, you know, because something Rare did say is that they wanted these live events to help make the journey to Pirate Legend a lot more fun. But you know, Skeleton Thrones obviously is fun, but you're not really getting anywhere closer to Pirate Legend. So with this one, we like the open challenge aspect of it. Obviously, it doesn't really fit into every live event, but I think the more, the better. And when I say in, like, these live events just aren't going to grab, you know, players who have dropped off and maybe players who want to buy the game, like, these updates aren't really for that. So hopefully, you know, when we get to Curse Sales, we're going to get a lot more people interested in stuff like that. Because I think what this game is probably missing right now is just that, like, more engaging variety of gameplay aspect into it. You know, this is basically an MMO, and it doesn't really have that much like hardcore MMO elements, though I know this game is a little bit more on the lighter side. However, I think there's got to be more of a variety of things to grind for, and the rewards have to be more meaningful. And I thought some of the limited time rewards were really cool for gunpowder skeleton kegs. There's that. And so moving forward to how the first week went for the Sunken Curse. So essentially what we learned was that there's going to be basically it's different from Skeleton Thrones, similar to Gunpowder Skeletons in the sense that there are different types of the things. So like for Gunpowder Skeletons, there are challenges for the regular skeletons, there's challenges for the like the green ones, the I don't know why I'm blanking on the name, the shadow skeletons, things like that. So for this one, there's three types of statues. It's ruby, sapphire, and emerald. And so basically the challenge is like, okay, you got to do three of each. And then there's, oh, then you have to do like 20 and then 50. So it really So it does go to like that longevity of gameplay. And so, and then there's like a hat and a dress and like a captain's coat or whatever it's called. I'm blanking on the name, sorry. So it was actually pretty cool. I definitely liked it. Brian picked up the hat right away. So he was very enthusiastic about the hat for this week. But essentially, you would have to find these statues on islands. There's no riddles or anything. They're just on every island, and most of them were generally below water. Some of them were kind of like on the beach, but and essentially, you had to kind of slash your sword until they would explode. And while I didn't necessarily dislike the update, I think it was a little bit. It was a little bit. I think the execution could have been a little bit more forgiving for like a solo player or duo player because I know that Brian and I had trouble with. I think it was one ruby in particular that was like kind of deep underwater. We even put down two gunpowder kegs, shot them, and it didn't. And it worked for other ones. For the ruby one, it didn't work for two gunpowder kegs. And so Brian and I. It was physically impossible for both of us to sword the ruby statue, given having bananas each. Plus, but I think the most annoying part of it was that there was always a shark that was attacking us while we were doing it, so we just couldn't do that one. And I think it was pretty frustrating because we tried it like several times. Unless we're really missing something, it was kind of hard to shoot the statues because it was sort of like a. It was like the statues would only explode if it was sort of like a combo, like keep slashing swords. Because if you stop for like even like a couple seconds, it would sort of reset. It appeared to me as that would be happening. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not really sure. But so that was a little bit. So it was a little bit tedious at that point. Positives I s would say is this is one where like you can do any mission. And they will be guaranteed at any island. So, like we were doing, this time we were doing like mostly gold hoarders. So we do gold hoarders, we go to an island, and then we would do the statues and then find the treasure. So I did like that aspect where it was sort of open ended rather than going to specific islands like the Thrones. So it gave you that ability to do basically whatever, on the most part, whatever sort of voyage you wanted. So I did like that aspect, and I think Rare should continue that. But at the same time, it was fine. Like it was cool exploring the underwaters and stuff and swimming around. So, it wasn't bad. I liked it maybe better than the Thrones. Like I was a little bit more engaged with it, but at the same time, it's nothing groundbreaking. Like it was fun. It was fun, but it wasn't like something that really grabbed my attention for that long. But it was a nice little add-on to just like kind of jumping in and playing the game anyway. So I can't really complain. But hoping that there's gonna be I don't know. Honestly, like the live events are great and stuff. The rewards were fine, but I'm really just looking to curse sales right now to get players back in the game, get that overall like community excitement that we got for Hungering Deep and seeing if Chrysaos can deliver even further since this team had more development time than the Hungering Deep team, which I think only had like maybe like 2 months, not even, where this team is going to have several months. And then hopefully Forsaken Shores in September will be the biggest update yet. And that's kind of like what we're going to expect as the typical updates, given how the content update teams sort of operate, where it's sort of leapfrogging over each other. So like the Hungering Deep team is working on like the fifth update that's coming out, or like in three updates or something like that. So yeah, and I think the Cursed Seals one in particular is going to add a lot more than the Hungering Deep did, where the Hungering Deep added a couple tools which were cool, and the Megalodon, which actually Brian and I ran into a few times playing over the weekend. But that doesn't really add like yeah, sure, it adds a little bit more character, but at the same time it doesn't really add something that like that I'm dealing with all the time. Like And the Megalodon, it's a very cool encounter, but the problem is that like there's no real like rewards anymore based off killing it. So it's not like something you can queue up or do like as like a raid kind of thing with the Megalodon. So, you know, it's something that's where I think it's a very, very cool thing, very cool encounter, but at the same time, it's not something that really adds that much like depth into the game as like Cursed Sails. I think like skeleton AI ships have more potential, just depending on like if they're carrying loot on their ships, where you could take their loot, or you know, there's rewards for killing them and stuff like that, you know. So like I think we've talked about this before, but I mean, a fourth faction for like hunting would be very cool, even if it's not PvP, but just the PvE, you know, the environmental aspects, right? Like killing skeletons and killing the Kraken, the Megalodon, the skeleton ships, just where it's a little bit more meaningful rather than being like, oh, there's a cool encounter for like the first couple times and then it's sort of just like a nuisance. So, you know, it's something I'm really looking forward to for Cursed Sails as well. Still don't really have much details, but we're definitely going to be following along very closely for Cursed Sails. And then I think Forsaken Shores will hopefully add just more map or like just new types of encounters, right? Like what's really cool about the, in a way, what's cool about the skeleton forts is that like it's a very cool like encounter. The, you know, there's obviously like problems with it, right? Like it's possible for a solo player, it's possible for a sloop, but when it comes, but when there's the whole server is coming over in those instances, like it's tough to fight over several galleons, and then like you're fighting and then like they come, and like I know that's part of the aspect of, you know, a skeleton fort, but like I really want more of those types of experiences, like raid-esque experiences that'd be present in an MMO. You know, like a skeleton fort is, you know, it's pretty worth it, right? Like you could spend, I mean, if you don't really have that much trouble, might maybe takes like 30 minutes if even. So you know, I want like more of those types of encounters that that are just like I want to do the skeleton raid, but they only show up every 3 hours, you know, things like that. But you know, hopefully we have some other activities that you can go to a certain island to do a certain activity more as often as you want, and getting like really cool rewards and things like that. Just adding a little bit more variety, just like in terms of that horizontal progression. Just doing different stuff, like, you know, I mean, the voyages are fun, but I'm still very much looking for sustained activities that live in the game, that are, you know, also friendly for solo players as well. So, and I think that's also a big thing that Rare maybe has, I don't know, miscalculated for, is like, sure, like this game definitely is for like friends to play, but at the same time, like, you know, there are players who don't really have friends who, you know, play certain games and stuff like that. And I feel like it's really important to make it accommodating to a solo player. And I still want to see activities that are not super overwhelming or difficult for a solo player to even attempt, because there's gonna be a galleon that swoops in and you know, easy to take down a solo player, you know, on the most part. So, you know, I'm just hoping for a little bit more content that's kind of given for all. I don't think the Sunken Curse had any elements where you needed multiple crews to participate in, like the other updates have. So, someone can maybe correct me on that, but I don't think that was part of this update, which I kind of appreciated. I do think Rare is going to, I'm expecting them to double down though on that aspect where you have to find multiple crews. You know, it's hard enough, you know, for a lot of solo players to even LFG a galleon, let alone trying to find another crew on a server in which, you know, you just never know, like, if those crews are going to help you or what. And it can get to a frustrating, it can be frustrating. So, you know, we'll see what the data shows. I mean, something Rare did talk about in the past was like the data showed that there were a lot less ship-to-ship combat during like the Hungering Deep and things like that. However, I would challenge them to look at the data after day one or day two and see what the data looks like. You know, sometimes it is a little bit misleading when they maybe mention certain things like that. So just like how many players played the game and things like that. Like, I don't doubt them. But at the same time, I got to think there's like a drop off in those types of data points after day one or day two. So, you know, we'll have to see. It's a lot of speculation. It's getting a little bit hot in this room, so I might cut it early. I'm hoping that Brian and I can be on for a more in-depth episode once we're both back and no more computer troubles or anything. So again, thank you so much if you've stayed to the end. I really, really appreciate it. You know, if you like the episode, it would really be awesome if you could subscribe, send us a rating if you really enjoyed it, or if you didn't, that's cool too. You can always email us with any comments, questions, or feedback. Our email address is landopod@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter @landopod. Thank you so much for listening, and hope you have a wonderful week.